Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You guys know over the years, as I've found out about great things, I love to be able to share it with you, whether it's books, music, or even products that I've been able to try out for myself. Recently, I found out about a great chef's knife, and I was so excited about the opportunity, for one thing, to be able to try it out, that I was able to invite the individual that actually introduced me to the knife on our program today. That individual is Theron Andrews. We're going to talk to him not only about a cut above cutlery, but what it's been like for him to already see the way that his chef knife has been able to get a lot of great attention, over 70 reviews already on Amazon.com, making it a top seller on the leading retailing website. We're going to talk to Theron not only about the idea behind a cut above, but what it's been like for him to see that idea being realized, as well as a great deal he's offering to you guys that are supporters of our program today. Theron, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, look, I appreciate the opportunity, and as I said, I'm always excited to be able to share great things, and as someone who loves the kitchen, when I heard about your chef's knife, when I got the email, I was like, you know what, I know I'm going to want to talk to you, you know, about it for our listeners so that they can learn about it too. First of all, you know, as I said, you know, you have really close to 80 reviews already on Amazon.com for the chef's knife itself, Theron. What has it been like for you as you've been on this journey to see the way that people have not only appreciated the product, but also been willing to share it with others?
Oh, my gosh. It's been an amazing ride over the past few months. I really started the concept up. Gosh, this is hard to believe, but it was the end of April. I was approached by a good friend and former boss of mine who's an e-commerce wizard, and he and I began to talk about the possibility of expanding a business online. And before I knew it, I was combining that opportunity with a love I have for cooking, and I was able to find and source a great knife, which since you've had the opportunity to try out,
right,
get it up online on Amazon and get it selling all in really a record amount of time, in my opinion. it's been a whirlwind journey. Every morning I kind of wake up and pinch myself to make sure it's actually happening.
Right. And we're going to be actually reminding our listeners, Theron, throughout this broadcast, how they can actually get the knife for themselves. They can go to, while we're talking, if they're joining us online, go to acutabovecutlery.com to be able to kind of find out more information about it, and we'll be talking more about the site later. I want to talk about, though, the passion, because, you know, there's no way that you could be able to do what you do, Theron, without having a passion for it. Do you find that just your passion and being able to share something great is kind of what has led you on this journey?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's an opportunity to combine something I love, cooking, of course, and my belief is that great cooking starts with great tools, and because there's nothing more frustrating than trying to prepare a meal in your kitchen and finding that your knives are dull or they're just not up to snuff. And personally, I have to confess, I was one of those guys who always ran down to the grocery store and was trying to buy a new knife, and I would just go to the gadget aisle and pick one up, bring it home, and hope that, you know, this time would be different than the 200 times before I tried
right.
that little trick. And, those knives would be great for a little while, but, sooner or later I'd get frustrated and I'd be back to the drawing board again. So when I had this opportunity, I figured, well, let's start with the chef's knife, and because it's the most versatile piece of gear in your cutlery drawer generally. You can use it for just about everything that you need. Now, let's start with that. Let's find a really great one that I can put my brand on and build a good business on and be proud of. And really, you mentioned the reviews. The outpouring of just fantastic reviews from people on Amazon is amazing. You mentioned I have over 70 reviews at this point.
Right.
Really, really kind of shocking, and to read that and to see the pictures and all the detail that people put into it, it makes me feel really good to know that I'm helping others solve kind of a problem that I personally faced, and that's a pretty cool thing. I mean,
it is, yeah. And it all begins with the vision. And it's so interesting because you were the perfect guest for this program, Theron, in so many different ways. One, I love to talk to people who, for one thing, were brave enough to go for what they wanted. And you're definitely one of those people. The other thing is, I love the fact that even just now you talked about putting your brand on it, the cut above. I mean, because the name itself, you almost expect it to be great. So then, of course, you have that pressure of being able to live up to that, right? I mean, of being literally being a cut above. But the other thing is, you know, to put it out there. And I have found in writing reviews over the years, and one thing that has always frustrated me is that it's almost like some people get so excited to share something negative, and we hear more about the negative stuff than we do the positive stuff. But I love the fact that you are getting so many great reviews, and that is not always the case. You know, even for something that is good. I mean, when you kind of began this process, even with the name, I mean, where did the name A Cut Above come from there?
So, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It was really about quality and really about wanting to put forth something that that talked about the fact that the products here were going to be a little bit better than all the rest. I mean, my goal wasn't to produce something that was so fantastic that it would be out of reach for the general consumer to buy. I didn't want to put a chef's knife out there that was going to cost $250 because I never bought that. So why would I expect someone else to? So I wanted to hit something that was, you know, in that spot where, you know, normal people would buy it and just kind of go out there and feel good about spending a little bit more money than they normally would. But I wanted to get the value in the name. And honestly, another little confession. I also just kind of liked the pun aspect of it, you know, mm-hmm. cut, knife, you know, I figured it was clever. So whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I kind of went for it.
Well, you know what? I think it was a good thing. And I think it definitely has shown itself. Now, I remember when I got the knife, and the timing was perfect because I told my mom, hey, I just got this chef knife that I'm going to be trying. And she says, hey, well, I just went out in the garden and got some green tomatoes. I'm like, well, that's perfect because I don't cook green tomatoes very well. She does, and I can cut them up for her. So,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. So I took the knife to her house, and, you know, I love the fact, first of all, I mean, the handle. You sold me with the handle, because one of the things that I hate about a knife in particular is that it doesn't feel right. The grip isn't right. So, I mean, how important were those details for you? Not only that it was sharp therein, but that, I mean, it felt good as you were using it.
Oh, it was critical. If you came over to my house right now, I could open up a drawer or two of knives that I evaluated. I went through a pretty exhaustive sample process, and the handle was really kind of, the knife has to be sharp. You're right. I mean, that's kind of a given, but the handle has to feel good in your hand. And to me, it has to have a little bit of weight to it so that, you know, you feel comfortable when you're cutting that you're actually going to get through what you're cutting out in the kitchen without having to exert too much pressure, because that tends to be when the knife slips and you nick yourself or, you know, and so to me, having that comfortable handle that just felt good in your hand and was well balanced was just so essential. And there are so many knives out there that fall short of that, honestly.
Right.
It's surprising, really. But in fact, interesting story about the handle. I got a note from a guy, and he asked me about the handle, and he asked me if the tang of the knife, which is the end that extends from the blade into the handle, he asked me if the tang went all the way through. Well, I couldn't answer that question with certainty because I haven't been to the factory yet in person. I've just, you know, I've talked to him online and I've talked to him on the phone and I've, you know, it's everything's done online these days, right? So I took the knife out to my shop. I cut the handle off to make sure that the tang goes all the way through, and it does. And that's what gives it that balance and that extra comfortable feel. Anyway. Probably more detail than you were looking for.
Well, no, I mean, I think, but it, you know what? Questions like that and your responses are, I think, what makes not only great customers, but also it creates a great word of mouth. And that brings me to this other point about the knife, because I love the fact, as I was going back to my green tomatoes, that I purposely tried to cut some thicker, some thinner, and it was very easy to do that. I tried it with meat as well. I didn't mention that in my review because I don't think I had done it at the time I wrote the review. for Amazon. But, you know, meat as well, very easy to cut. I mean, I think, you know, those things are definitely great selling points. Do you think that also is why the word of mouth is so strong, Theron? Because, I mean, it's something that is, you know, unfortunately not always a given when buying a new knife.
I think so. I think absolutely. Word of mouth is so important, and it's really the key to being successful on Amazon and online in general. It's being able to generate that positive results with other people. You know, it builds that trust in a way nothing else can. I can tell you all day long that's a fantastic knife, but until you actually hold it and have a chance to try it out, my words are only words. But when impartial third parties start talking about it, that's when it really starts to build power, and that's one of the really cool things. By the way, those green tomatoes looked awesome. I wish I could come over and have some.
Yeah, they actually were good, I have to say. But I think the other great thing is, you know, I shared pictures as well, Theron. Other people are sharing pictures. I mean, it's one thing for you because you're selling. I mean, you're, you know, a cut above. So we would expect you to have the great shots there, you know, of the knife in action. You know, every time you see a customer image, how does that make you feel? Because I was curious about that when I looked at some of the other customer images. When you see people taking out the time to not only write a review, but then to be able to take a picture and to upload that, how does that make you feel as the person behind this?
Oh, I'm so appreciative of that. In fact, right before I came on, I got another review, and I always try and respond to them. I pulled it up and I looked at it, and the customer had taken the time to take some pictures of cutting through corn on the cob. That just that makes me feel really good, because there's pictures out there where a guy tried it out on octopus. You know, octopus is a pretty tall order, you know.
Right.
But that makes me feel great, and I'm so grateful that people will actually spend the time to do that in their reviews. It makes it so much more vibrant and alive, I think.
Right. Exactly, for sure. Well, for those who are just now hearing about A Cut Above, as I mentioned earlier, the website is www.acutabovecutlery.com. For those of you who live on Amazon, like many of us do, I mean, you can go over to Amazon directly from the site. Now, the knife, of course, was listed as $59.99. It's on sale right now for $36.84 with free shipping, which all of us love free shipping, even those who are not Amazon Prime members. But, Theron, you're doing something special for our listeners as well, and I was very appreciative of this, and I'm really excited to share this with them. So tell them a little bit about what you're offering for our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I love to have the chance to get in front of your listeners, and I'm just grateful that they'll listen to the story and everything. And so I'm offering an additional $10 off on top of that $36.84, so the knife comes out to $26.84, and all they have to do is use the promo code CyrusW10. When they check out on Amazon, and that's 10, the numbers, 10. So,
all right. So we'll make sure that we share that as well. We really appreciate your doing that for us, and I think, you know, our listeners will definitely appreciate that as well. We'll be sharing that for those joining us, of course, for the radio side as well, on our website for the radio station as well. But again, you guys just head over, of course, to acutabovecutlery.com. There you'll see available at Amazon. Click on that, and you'll see the knife there. All you have to do is go to add to your cart. When you go to checkout, make sure you put in CyrusW1010, and you can be able to take advantage of that additional $10 off. And again, that's compliments of A Cut Above. And we do appreciate that. You know, I want to ask you about the what's next. I was talking to a previous guest earlier today that was an author who his very first book is now a New York Times bestseller. And it's been optioned for a movie. And I'm like, okay, so where do you go from that? I mean, do you find yourself, as you're thinking about, you know, the way that this is growing with just the knife, does that make you even more excited about what's to come for A Cut Above?
Absolutely. In fact, after I started to see the initial results, I already made plans for the next product, which is mentioned on the website, and there's a mock-up photo of what it's going to be. It's actually a set of 6 steak knives. And I had a chance to try out again a whole bevy of steak knives. I think my drawer is full of those as well. And I found a really exceptional steak knife that is being produced right now and will be up for sale in the middle of August on Amazon as well. And then beyond that, more knives probably, and then we'll start to branch out into other areas of the kitchen. and see what else we can get into.
All right. So a lot for us to be able to look forward to. Again, everyone, acutabovecutlery.com is the website. We'll give that out one more time here in a moment. I want to wrap up this segment, Theron, by talking about the business side of this, because I think, you know, not only are you able to do something great for, you know, for us that are in the kitchen, but I think you're also showing individuals who have an idea, who may have thought, you know what, I wonder if I can do this, or, you know, or maybe, you know, there's not a need for this in the market. I think you show us that, you know, everything is possible and it's worth a try. Is that one of the things that you've heard from other people who've had ideas? I know they've come to you and say, hey, you know, how did you do this? How did you do that? Have you found that you've been able to encourage them to do the same thing?
I have, actually, yes. There's a number of people, obviously, who do this, a lot of the same things that I'm doing right now. And my old boss, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, he's got a Facebook group where a number of us collaborate on and share ideas and best practices. And I've been able to share a few things that I've learned and things from my past experience when I was in an office working behind a desk. I was a marketing guy for a lot of years, so that gave me a little bit of a leg up on some of the social media things and so on that are so essential to this. But being able to share that and be useful and take that information and experience that I've had and be able to help other people with it, that's incredibly rewarding, and that's something that personally, I'm so excited to be able to do as a result of having this business now. It's a chance I would not have wanted to miss. So,
yeah. Well, what a great thing to be able to do. And then, of course, to show other people, Theron, what is possible for them with the hard work, the dedication, and also, I have to say, the research, because even as you alluded to here, I mean, you didn't just say, hey, I'm going to do this, and just without any type of researcher knowledge, you just go and do it. I mean, the reason I think you've been able to find success is because you've been willing to do the work, to do the work that's necessary, and that's what's paying off for you. Again, everyone, Theron Andrews has been our guest. Great conversation with you today, Theron. Again, A Cut Above Cutlery is the name of the business. Go to the website, www.acutabovecutlery.com. There you can find out more information about the chef's knife that we were talking about here. Also, as you heard Theron mention, there is the new product coming in August. You can see the photo there. But make sure you guys go over, click on Available at Amazon, and then order it for yourself. And again, remember, if you use CYRUSW, the number 1010, you guys can get an additional $10 off. And we definitely invite you guys to share that with your friends as well. Anyone who has fun in the kitchen, I think they will really enjoy this knife. Theron, it goes without saying, you know, you're welcome back here anytime, and I'm looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Oh, thank you, Cyrus. I am as well. I really appreciate it. It's been great.
Well, look, I appreciate that. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, we are going to take a commercial break. We'll be back with more after this. For those joining us, though, online, that is going to do it for us for this segment of our program. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.